But I give you one of the operation of the seven spirits. You begin to see what we have been sharing is a little bit out of convention, right? So now I have been sharing first the seven spirit is a divine order of ministers of the Holy Spirit in front of God. Amen? Before the throne of God, amen? Because the Father trusts the Son with everything, but the Son dedicated our work to whom? To the Holy Spirit, amen? So how the Holy Spirit operate? Well, we said it's a gift, some said it's this or that, the particular gifts. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Oh, I believe the Spirit working in me. But that's all guessing work. The real Spirit work is very orderly. Just like God, things are very orderly, am I right? He has a particular order.
Amen.
And it's a mystery. So God, through other ways to typify it, to illustrate or teach that mystery. Seven color rainbow, song. You understand my point? You know, 7 days a week. Yeah. So you rest, I'm the Lord of Sabbath. Lordship. You enter into a Lordship. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see my point? Yeah. So in this process, all this is the menorah or the candlestick before God. Speaking about how he gave out his spectrum of light. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all from one light, but they have spectrums. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So then speaking about if a seven spirit, a seven spiritual, now that spiritual has to mingle, has to layer upon layer and it together
mm-hmm.
to compose the fullness of life, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
God so designed it for the unique glory for something.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, some flowers are green, some flowers are white, some flowers are yellow, some flowers are red. That's his own glory, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand my point? You can't compel a purple flower to have the body that's yellow, am I right? Unless you modify something, but that's not God intended for that flower to be, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You see my point?
Mm-hmm.
Might try to play tricks on that, but God has a unique way to do those things, even certain flowers. You understand my point?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So why? Why? If you can study things, you can understand. Oh, that's because God ordained for the beauty and the glory that were life expressed in this way,
mm-hmm.
in this attribute, in this color, in this particular color, to express the whole composition of his colorful life, right?
Mm-hmm.
For creation. The whole tapestry
mm-hmm.
of creation. So I said, are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy. That's exactly how he does it. Now, if natural life is to compose and minister accordingly, and it's very orderly,
mm-hmm.
you see, you can't mess around with it. You can't play a little trick, but not in general, am I right? So you can't turn all three leaves and say, let's be red. Nobody can do it. Let's turn all the grass to be white. Maybe some special grass can be white, but you can't say all the grass of the world, am I right? It has to be white. You can't do it. Only God ordained those things to typify the ways of the of him. So thus the 19th Psalms that all the creation declare the glory of the Lord. And how they declare the glory of the Lord? More than by their beauty, but by the way how they live to the fullness of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul said in Romans 2:1-2 said, all creation is speaking God's wisdom. And right? We're supposed to know God, the divine attributes. And his power, am I right? He's a sovereign power. We're supposed to learn all those things. Even a man without the law, Moses the law, he intuitively said, by intuition, by conscience, he knows how to do this, am I right? Then he knows God. He knows God more than a man under the law. What a relief.
But that's not the point, that okay, people can know God. The point is that then how you really know God in another way. That's the point, you see?
Yeah.
We Christians use that, okay, this is doctrine, am I? Okay, let's talk about who is saved, who is not saved, how being taught. But who has really concerned the knowledge being spoken, the glory being revealed, how that being done? Now, we have a branch of Christianity that said, let's do science about it. Let's study science, biology, physics, chemistry, right? Stuff like that. Okay, that's where we study God, but eventually lead us to this day, science become an opposition to a so-called religion, right? Opposition to God. Prove God not exist. Can you believe that? Wrong as Eddie says, is for the very beginning for science is about, right? So, but God is through all Christians, through everything speak to us. Now this is very important for us to understand. Because when you see this, you understand a bigger picture beyond the Christian terminology and beyond the church history, so called all the history of man, right? If history of God chosen by Israel. Because he already everywhere. He was there in the garden, you know, it was a full provision for Adam to learn him, am I right? Through the fellowship with him. So it has nothing to do with the later on the law or Israelites, whatever. Yes, he spoke to those things, but Jung says my point, you know, so very important for us to understand this. So then we begin to understand, well, if the tree of life, the menorah, is to bear 12 kind of fruits, but through what? Through 7 branches. Through 7 branches. So 2 provisions. I'll give you the mystery now, am I right? 2 provisions, 1 root, am I right? 2 provisions. What 2 provisions? People said, oh, it's apostolic, it's a prophetic, it's Old Testament, New Testament, it's Moses, it's Jesus, whatever, you know. No, no, it was never about that. The 2 branches is the kingly and the priestly wisdom. Let me sign it. Let me say it again. Kingly and the priestly wisdom. Now, kingly, amen? Kingly is from God, the Father. Translated, represented by the Lord Jesus. So he became a king, right? King of kings. He inherited it. So God, through Jesus Christ, embodied the kingship and exercised the kingship, his lordship. Amen? Hallelujah. He became a fellow spirit, a fellow man, you know, to order, express himself. But priestly is originally for some. But God is not a priest. The God Father, he's a covenant giver, right? So he needs somebody to serve on it. So who serve on? Only the Son can serve as a priest for the covenant he covenanted. Amen? Hallelujah. You understand my point? So who is the author of kingship? The source of kingship?
The Father.
God the Father. Exactly. That's why he's the Father. It is God. But who is the priest?
The Son.
From the Son. Yeah. But the all, when the Spirit, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit reveal me to you, reveal the Father to you, what do you think he's revealing? 2 streams of wisdom. Amen? Hallelujah. He will reveal the Father to you, kingship. He will reveal the Son to you, how to serve this Father in the capacity that is ordained. But they are one. Why? Because God said, if you serve me, in perfect priesthood, in this holiness, you will deserve my honor, you will in my name, you will function as if you rule everything for me, you reign with me. Kingship is granted. That's why lordship is the end of the work for the 7 spirit. Hallelujah. Do you understand my point? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All creation is working on the 7-day work. God took a rest, Sabbath day. Now you see the beauty of what I'm talking to you? Every day he created new things. Every day he ensued a ministry. Because with every creation, there's a labor, there's a care, there's a wisdom, there's a grace be given to take care of it. And then layer upon layer, they work together to attain unto the fullness of a full order. Am I making sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Without the first day, you will not have the second day. Am I right? So, is this beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, it's word playing, however. It's in the Bible. It's word playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so plain. So, then how you come to God? You be taught in those orders. And you cooperate. When you're taught of it, you're able to cooperate, appreciate it, you're establishing it. You reveal it, you know. You help along, you serve him. So what are the two sins? Kingly and priestly, your father and the son. Am I right? The double portion, you see?
Mm-hmm.
The church has a double portion. Who is the church? This, you see my point? The branch, am I right? Where the branches. The branching out. And bear 12 fruits. 12 fruits represent 12 tribes and 12 kinds of sons. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you see how beautiful this is? And expanding yearly in a year. And then another cycle. 77 is a jubilee year. Am I right? So, you see? Another cycle. Am I right? Do you see the cycle of God? Also called season. God actually is a cycle. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm making sense to you.
Yeah.
Then renewed again. Everything come to the final rest. New slate. Am I right? Everything forgiven. No debt. Whatever. Another cycle for increase. But who going to do it? The one who owned the land, the one who had the seed, right? So, and everything even now, everything equally sounds. Everything equally have a share in his inheritance. All debt are forgiven, all sins, all iniquity is gone, am I right? God said, let's do it again. It's a picture of a new heaven and new earth for us, a new age for us. You see? This teaching, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do it, God said, you don't abide the Sabbath year, we're going to have a problem, am I right? Every 7 year is a year of what? Sabbath. You see that? Yeah, 77. Because eventually the spiritual life comes to cycle, fullness, to the fullness, am I right? So you see, when Christ, he said, I labored my labor, I have done everything, put everything under my feet. That word is more than under my feet. It's produce peace and righteousness, everything. Am I right? And everything while the peace of the righteousness, he's subdued it and he cast away. Am I right? So he separated. So when he did it, what happened? Ah, I can bring everything to whom? To the Father. Is that not a man who created?
Mm-hmm.
This is for the labor for 6 days, you know, on the seventh day, bring the best fruits that the Lord was saying. Okay, let's see what you harvest. Camera, so let's enjoy a feast. Let's some wine together. I mean, literally. That's why Jesus said, you know, they say, come, I will drink. I'm not going to drink wine with you guys yet. I can drink this wine at any time. Am I right? And they come because the church have a job to do, to produce the fruits. Now when you understand this kind of level of understanding, you easily need to not drag into minor things, am I right, lesser things, the thinking. You begin to understand how creation, how the creator, how God will work in sonship, into sonship. The inheritance, the right from right inheritance, from inheritance of fruits to multiplication of the fruits, right? The fruits. You know what I'm talking about, right? So you are familiar with the Bible. Now, let's come back to the seven spirits. Now, just like in the natural, all I'm seeing is the natural seasons, natural cycles, right? Natural life. But God all use all of this to shadow what? To type what? To spiritual increase. Now, if you really understand, just like sacrificial system in the order for Levitical order, right? It's a spiritual process, right? But it's more concentrated on what? On how you can deal with your sin, come to righteousness, right? But this way, what I'm talking about, is a sin has to be pardoned. Sin has to be fully dealt with. That's why only after the altar, you are able to enter into the holy one, a holy place, where the bread is, amen? And that showbread is not from earth, because it was sanctified, set apart by God. So it's a provision from heaven, right? That's a manna, a picture of manna. So God used man's best thing to remind them, listen, there is something you don't have labor for, I'll give to you. Manna from heaven, right? The teaching of wisdom. Making sense to you? Yeah. Now, the other side is what? The menorah, right? The candlestick. Now, you know what that means. So, the candle's bread eat you, fill you up. Fill your stomach, give you strength, right? What the candlestick do? They give you sight, they give you light, they, you know how to do, go about things, it gives reality. What a good for you to have this life, you're blinded, you can't move around, you can't do anything, right? So they had to come together. So you mustn't enter the kingdom, you mustn't see the kingdom of God, you are meant to enter the kingdom of God. Now that word enter is more than enter the. Like as if enter, right? We know that it actually means occupy, means possess. Just like enter the promised land, you're not just entering it, right? You're supposed to own it. You own the kingdom of God, you inherit the kingdom of God. But something you can't even see what happened. Can you enter? You can never enter. So the two, again, double portion, right there. Minister to you, only qualify to enter the real deal. What is that? The Ark of the Lord, right? The throne of God, the place of glory of God, the true presence of God, where He is a council and His glory already preside. I mean, you can talk to God face to face. That is wisdom to wisdom, counsel to counsel. Now, while you're talking to him, you will be friend with him. You will know he is a counselor, right? You will know his mind. You will know his ways. You know his heart. You can sit down with him. Lordship come. Do you see my point? So from the fear of the Lord, what is fear of the Lord? Because the fear of the Lord means you want to die to your own self and you want to honor God. Revering God, treat God's way as a holy. That's only qualified to enter into the temple. Then you die on yourself, going through all these things, right? You have a understanding, knowledge. Then you have a power. What power is? That is not a supernatural power we're talking about. The power is authority power, life-giving power, life source power. The bread give you power, right? Because it sustains your life. The spiritual life. The divine power, right? Hallelujah. Making sense to you? Yeah. Well, in this life, you fully understand the signs and wonders give the only evidence, only a support, a service to something more important to God. A man don't need to have signs and wonders. to know God. A man don't need a gift to know God. But he possesses the things I talk to you about. He needs wisdom. He needs what? Wisdom counsel with the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
You don't see any signs in nothing, okay? I was talking about, do you see any sign in nothing, any sign for you? Do you see John the Baptist perform any miracles? They don't. Everybody didn't. So why God did that? Why God said this is more, you know? Why he did that? Do you see Abraham perform any miracles? Do you see David perform any miracles? He asked God, but God answered his prayer. But do you see him perform miracles? Why? They have anointed him. They have the proof of God. Right? They have the will of the Lord actualized through the ministry of their life. They have the wisdom of the Lord. They have the entrustment of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So there's a better portion. But God did all this out of what? Love. What love? May we ask? What love? God's love is so different than man's love, you know? So we have to really resolve this. Not mingle, you know, the two. Really. Discernment, true discernment come. God's discernment is always ended in one thing. Is it a human love or God's love? Hateful things, evil things, it's easy to discern.
Mm-hmm.
It's not required a lot to discern what is evil for. You know, says my point. You know? Even deception is easy to discern, right? So, the devil's scheme is easy to discern. But it's very hard to discern the nature of the love, right? The source of the love. We have to learn from it. Mature in knowing good and evil to learn. That's why Paul said, practice brotherly love will lead to a godly love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Hallelujah. You can only do this in the later days of your walk. Peter loved the Lord, his own life, is a testimony of this. Amen? Remember Jesus resurrected, he said, Peter, do you love me? You love me? Oh yeah, yeah. Lord, you know. He finally understand. Well, all his speech, all his passions, all his attitudes of love to the Lord, it doesn't come fulfill before the love of the Lord required. He always how humility said, Lord, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it. I don't feel I can do anything about it. You know. And the Lord gave me one instruction. He said, turn around, feed my sheep. You know, turn around, comfort others. You know, love me as unto others. That's when sacrificial love becomes real to him. Then he began to practice. He still stumbled here and there many times. So in the old days, before his death, he said, well, practice brother love, please. If you follow this, we will never stumble, you know? We will never fall short, he said. You will never short-sighted, you know? So, well, what those means to us? Now we understand. We understand. Now, we're talking about two portions, not thinking about the seven branches. Seven branches are seven streams of the grace or the ministry of the Spirit. Or seven streams of power, am I right? Or life. Giving spirit, am I right? Life giving spirit sustains life. Amen? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The source is from the source, but they flow through the wings or the branches, am I right? So, and then bear fruits. Hallelujah. And bear fruits. Now, let's turn to it. Hallelujah. So, when Paul said, manifold wisdom, he's not merely talking about different section of understanding ideas, am I right? He's talking about the different facets. That's exactly the last time we talked about there are sevenfold of the ministry of the Spirit, or seven tiers, am I right? not word tears, no, right? Seven flows, am I right? The same word, actually. Because the spirit is the spirit of wisdom, spirit of lordship, the one, the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I'm making sense. Lordship is something grand, titled. But the embodiment, the reality, is the wisdom of the Lord. The wisdom becomes embodied, am I right? So then, because you embodied, you put into a function, you anointed, the lordship comes upon you. Amen? Hallelujah. In the lordship, there is two duties in Christ Jesus. Priesthood, kingship. They all call Lord. Amen? That's why the anointing will teach you all things. Why? Because it's the source. You see, I feel the anointing upon me. That's not what they said. It's the Holy Spirit speaking. That's this source of wisdom speaking. He's speaking. The teacher, you know, the counselor. Amen? Speaking the Spirit. You know? Now, we also know we translate the Spirit as a comforter. Remember that? How humanist we are. That's not what it means. He's a counselor. You see, when you sing consciousness, you will need comfort, or you feel poor, you sleep mentality, you will say, hey, the Spirit will comfort me, will forgive my sins, you know. Surely you go that place. Yes, he does those things. Then the word itself implies those things, because he had to heal you, make you whole. But it's more than that. He's a life giver. The Spirit is a life-giving Spirit, right? He's anointing, he's empowering, he's a reveler, you know? He's a teacher, he's a counselor. Amen? Hallelujah. He's empowerer. You see, that has nothing to do with sin. Amen? Hallelujah. In the grace of God, which is okay, we sinners saved by grace. But we totally forget, grace was a heavenly enabling. His mother just cleans you from your sins, am I right? Heavenly enabling, he wanted to receive the fullness of God, receive the fullness of Christ. Amen? And the full life that God embodies through his Son is your inheritance. And the enabler comes. Who is the enabler? The Spirit of grace, the Spirit of power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this life, never equate again power imposed idea or man speaking about it. I'm a master. That may be true, maybe not. But the power imposed idea is always about spiritual grace for eternal life. Amen? For the fullness of God's life. And this power has become an authority. Amen? Hallelujah. With the power of authority. So we understand authority, power in a totally different context. It was never about religion. It's never about the hierarchy. It's about the ministry. It's about the divine order, divine provision. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Naturally so. Without spiritual order, spiritual power, we can't do anything with regulating all that real life. I don't see anybody can do it. Everything's out of sync. Everything's lawless. Which is God forbid anything like that. Anyway. So I'm making sense. And God never grant or release power, even spiritual life power, without authorization, without the anointing. So anointing has to do with the official granting or release of grace. Now, there is a positional grace, there is an operational grace. Simply explain. I hope there's always some things going on here. Positional grace, I would say, hey, he is, let's see, how do you explain this? I have a hard time right now to think about it. This word is popping out of my head.
Say the second one, maybe the first one will come back.
The first is a positional grace. Mm-hmm. The second is operational grace.
Okay.
It's like I'm a mirror, am I right? Or I'm a of head of family. Okay, by nature, I'm giving grace for the whole family. Am I right? I'm providing. You understand my point, especially in manger, near you get entrustment. You understand my point,
yeah.
You have a lot of resources, authority, am I right? You have a lot of backup, you know, so for that organization to operate.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a good mirror, there's a bad mirror, am I right? There's a wise mirror, there is a not wise mirror, am I right? There's an evil mirror, bad righteous mirror, am I right? Talking about the bad and evil, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an operational grace attached with it. So God wants two of them to be in one, am I right? To be all functional, perfect. But oftentimes we don't see them actually being working as good. Amen. So is you. The anointing given to you, like you being a mother, is that just because you're a mother, every child is going to be good? Or you be the best? And you understand my point. You receive the whole benefit of being a mother and your child is going to, you know, have the best mother in the world. Is that what it means? No, you have to operate it out. You have to put it into action. You have to practice it. There's a lot of learning of it. Right? Amen? Hallelujah. You have to learn how to operate right. Amen? But Christians, one of that is a shortcut, you know? We're so foolish sometimes. Oh, I'm a mother. So, okay. God has just graced me. I can... everything I'm doing is good. Not really. So, I mean, have the basic humility. Do you understand? You know? With that grace comes a responsibility. And then the operational effect of it, fruition of it. There's a lot to learn. Amen?
Mm.
So is the Son of God. How many receive the Son of God as something they have to really learn? Just happy I'm not okay, I'm not a slave, I'm not an orphan, right? How many knows much is yet to be operational grace may be actualized in life. Simple. Okay. Somebody dug up a riverbed. I mean, he dig all the riverbed. God just, okay, open the mountain, you know, open the valley, right? So he just give a riverbed. You don't have any water come along, so what good, can you call that a river? Any crop get grow up?
It's a ditch.
You get that. It's dry riverbed. I can't say you're a river. Even you are a river, I'll examine what kind of water you flow, you know, you flow it. You flood everything. Can I call you a good river? Every day, every year, you just flood everything, you know, destroy everything down the stream. I don't think that's a blessing. You see, in fellowship is the same thing. In the anointing of the Lord is the same thing.
Mm.
He discipline is more than the discipline because we are not perfect. The discipline is more about our perfection, how to attain other perfection. Train to discern good and evil. That is more than, okay, what is it for the devil, what is it God? And right? That's more than that. It's speaking about what is beneficial, what is of the will of the Lord, what is not. Not everything is possible. Beneficial is acceptable, but it's not beneficial. There is a wisdom to master in this, am I right? There is wisdom has to be attained in order for this to happen. So how we attain unto it? The fear of the Lord give you the way. The doorway. But you got into the orderly way, am I right? It comes in orderly ways. You can't say, okay, because I entered the gate, surely everything comes from the throne is mine. No. It's flow up. It's orderly given. And then is a spiritual protocol. You cannot violate it. Somebody has to teach you how to obey. How you can obey something you don't even know you need to obey it. You know? I mean, how you know, right? You got to know. And somebody had to teach you about those things. I mean, how I know I'm a sheep led to the slaughter if I don't think he's a priest that can do that for me? I will not do that. I will not just let anybody kill me. And that's just foolish, right? They think everybody can do that for me in the name of God. Mm-hmm. So I better be wise. And God give us those guidances, right? Give us those equipments. But if somebody is sent for me, and I know that I mean, unless I don't know the necessity has to go through this, am right? So would you die? You still not gonna die, am right? So he said, hey, what's wrong with me being a live sheep? Why you treating me so bad? Why you want me to die? But the priest said, well, you look so okay, God seems to can have a use for you, you know? So please, you know, come along, learn those ways, yield to it. Then we can have the better things in God, right? You still kick around and wander around, want to refuse to be brandy, refuse to be slain, refuse to go through the process. Can the priest do anything for you? You're unclean by nature as well. He will not do it for you. So only willing sacrifices is accepted in this way. In sonship, there is no compelled sacrifices. It's have the willing sacrifices. So in this life, New Testament, no tithe is compelled on the man. The New Testament ministry is never compel anybody to contribute to God, but it's required. Yeah. Also, they understand, you see? Understand. When you understand, you're not tithing as a slave, tithing under the law, tithing out of oppression, pressure, or compulsion. You're tithing out of understanding. You tithe out of wisdom, am I right? Out of appreciation, am I right? You tithe out of willingness, you know? Why? Because, man, there are people labor for the Lord. There's a community, there are people need it, you know? And I own God, this portion, as a token of his love for me, and I'm appreciating for him. There's nobody compel you. You just do it. I'm making sense to you? If Christmas, everybody, you had to tell your child, this is the gift you mean to buy for me, this is the gift you get that way, right? So, what Christmas for then? Nobody think Christmas giving gift is a heartfelt, you know? Mm. You see my point? Mm. You know, so it's lost the whole essence of Christmas. Mm-hmm. If you have to do it, which 30 people do, am I right? Oh, I got 5 pages for it.
Sad.
You understand my point? We do all that time, you know, people start, because it's a tradition here. It's a tradition. Oh, I'll do it. Okay. There's no real heart behind it. Then, sure, you know, even you think you honor it, everybody knows you're not honoring it. And yourself know you honor it. Then it's surely it's always a bad experience for you. It's always bad for you. For certain people who are in it, I'm not endorsing Christmas as a holiday, I'm talking about there's time you do things, am I right? You wholehearted in it, and you treat it as an opportunity to express your love, express your appreciation. And, you know, it's I can do this other times. This is the best thing for me to do, you know? I want to do something I can do this, you know? Not normal. Then this is a way for me to do it. Not totally changed. And God loves a cheerful giver. Now, serve God always never out of compulsion or out of pressure. Never yield to peer pressure. Serve God out of the bottom of your heart. And treat it as honor. Am I right? You honor God in this way, what happened? Well, you know, see, because you're hard in it, everybody knows it's true. Everybody knows you genuinely believe it. You truly doing it out of the love of God. And everybody is just taking, well, that's how he is. That's how she is. So you just never on the borderline, wonder around, why I do this? Or should I do this? What I do? You know? They treat as if it's your, well, nobody said that's not your life, right leg and right arm. I mean, if somebody said, hey, it's your right arm every day, you gotta have a problem with him, right? Are you crazy? You know? If you yourself think, oh, I'm not sure this is my right arm or not, are you crazy? You understand my point? But if you think, you know, it's naturally part of my life. Nobody can argue the other bit. I don't think it's a robbery. It's my right arm. What's wrong with it? That's it. That's my life. That's me. That's all I serve God. That's how my life can go about with God. What happened? Naturally, it becomes part of your life. Well, you flew out to you. It's personal law. Do you have to remind every day? Well, this is my right arm. I can only do this with my right arm. I can't do that with left arm. I'm reminded that that's not my feet, you know? Okay. Redundant worries, am I right? But the Christians do this all the time with their spiritual life. Oh, why you can't do the left arm? Why is not the feet, you know? It's really my right arm. Springs up from the end of this struggle. Lost the basic sense of peace. And God don't want this thing to be argued. And how you argue, there is no peace for you. The peace of God is not with you. And when you don't have the peace of God, you don't have the unconscious with God, you don't have your double-minded, right? Do you have wisdom from the Lord? He can't speak to you. You fall of yourself. You wrestle with yourself. He leave you alone. You can't be reasoned. Now, using things to speaking, there is divine order from God's spiritual knowledge, spiritual life, and the teaching of the Lord is a divine thing. You can't violate it. You can use all kind of languages, you can all kind of activity, you can compare to many other things, but eventually, if you're going to mature to face reality, this is what it is. Unfortunately, how many people really expound these things as the fundamentals for us, as a context of our spiritual growth? The very simple things. If Rachel Noah every day has to ask you, Mom, what it means you are mom to me? Yeah, Mom, what are you going to do with your mom being mother to me today? You're going to have to come to them, boy, and say, boy, wake up, okay? You're my boy, I'm your mother, that's it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't care what in the past, but every day I'm your mother. I don't know I'm going to mess up with grocery, pay the bad cooking, but I'm still your mother. You know, never ask me whether I'm your mother or not, or what I have to do with it. Because I never mess it up. I love you, and I'm your mother. You will have cooked 10 worst meals in the world down the road, I'm still your mother.
Hallelujah.
You see my point? Don't even go there. Don't even think I'm punishing you, because I never want to punish you with bad meals. You know? That's not my intention. You see? But if that boy come to you and said, Mom, are you trying to punish me with the second worst meal? Why the third mess it up again? Challenge your love. And challenge the intention of you doing things. Even if you mess it up, you will have to sit down with them and say, we got a serious issue here. You just do. You touch on the touchable. they're not allowed. This is not allowed. Let me straighten it out right now. Don't think like that. If you think like that, that's not good for you. Not good for me. But how many people allow this to be challenged in the relationship, even with the most dear relationships, you know? Always on the borderline. No security, no trust. And I think it's okay to find out. That's not love. Well, God will never allow that to happen. God's love will not allow that to happen. God's wisdom will not allow that to happen. God's grace will not allow that to happen. God's order, God's righteousness, God's power will not allow that. God's authority will not allow that to happen. That's the thing you don't just allow to happen, because that is the doorway to lawlessness and rebellion and distrust and all kinds of evil, all kinds of disorder. I give you the way, how to discipline. You see? Get the key, get the major things. When the major things settle down, everything else is okay. Mom, I don't love them, it's okay. Through a fist, it's okay. Oh, I messed it up, I understand. But he didn't complain about you being a mother, bad mother. You see, he understands my point. Mm-hmm. I know I messed up, you. And you don't translate that as if, okay, I'm not mom, I'm not loving my child, you know, so good. That's a wrong translation. Mm-hmm. I don't allow your child to translate that over. Separate the two natures. And you're free from shame, from false burden, from false guilt. You can rise up and say, hey, Noah, hey, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to improve my meal now. Okay. Can you help me around? If I'm not, well, I don't want to see that happen again, okay? We can talk very, very loudly and instructively. And in your imperfection, you impart a perfect love, you see? In your imperfection, you what? You impart a perfect relationship. Because that relationship, that bond is far beyond what is. Everybody feel good, everybody feel nice, and right? So, mm-hmm. Amen. And Cheryl, I hope this is I think there's a reason for me to talk like this, you know? Because man wants us to do everything perfect. We mess up something, we think we lost the ability to love our children, or guide our children, counsel our children, or give wisdom to our children. Or cover our children in love, in wisdom, in grace. Mm-hmm. That's not true. You see, there is a we so far beyond happiness, it's an event. Mm-hmm. And that's a lordship. What I said? Lordship. In real action. In practicality. Lordship through motherhood. Authority. Am I right? Authority. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have to translate those terms, that's why I'm going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. And embodied in wisdom. Mm-hmm. Embodied expressing is wisdom. Mm-hmm. And flow on the girl, targeted for love. Mm-hmm. On the girl by Emma, I'm held, everything is about love. Mm-hmm. Amen, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And perfection, true perfection, right? The real stuff. The real stuff. Now, so I give you a big picture to recant the importance to let go the confinement of religious terminology, religious mindsets, to trace the ancient source how God's wisdom is given, how the creator ordained everything to be taught. Am I right? So, I will see creator. Creator wants every Christian to know him. The earth will fill the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. How it be done? Through the Son. Mm-hmm. Amen. And how it is done? Through his lordship. He will subdue everything, right? Subduing is not
to slay everybody, to put you like down, you know? Yes, it might have happened to the evil one, to the rebellious one,
yeah.
But it was always fulfilling you, liberating you, establishing you from your heart. You praise God, give honor to Him, am I right? That's your subduing. I mean, you have something good for me? Candy? Oh, I'll subdue. I will go to eat that candy. It's good for me.
Well,
so I'm eating.
It might taste good.
I mean, I'm almost, you know, come and taste the Lord. For His good, His sweetness is like honey for honeycomb. Literally, that's what it means. Come and taste the Lord's good. Come and taste the Lord's good. How you do it? Without understanding, without wisdom. Only wisdom and revelation and understanding can impart that goodness to you. That's why in Paul's word, others said, only the goodness of God can lead to true repentance. Why? Because when you have a junk food here, destroy you recognize the damage of it, and there's a healthy, wonderful food, rich food here, it's very easy for you to say,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want that. I want the good things.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a struggle for a while in terms of habitual taste, but eventually you said, come, we'll draw near to God, we'll taste more, eat more. Eventually you don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a repentance work, right? Repentance will never push someone back. Eat this! Don't eat that! No, it was never like that. Now God sometimes comes suddenly. Because He had to touch the sinner, start a point, He had to resist a sudden impact, am I right? But His way to song to those He wanted to sanctify, to build up, it was not that dramatic. He don't have to every day shake your heads, get your attention. Let's go this way. Drag you here. That's the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But Christians idolize those ways. They think that's the norm for how God moving the man. Because we want the external evidence too much. But the real gentle flow, the orderly way, is often ignored. Open ignore them. Now, you see, for our fellowship, it's very quiet, orderly, but there's not too much signs, wonders, so called the fluffy stuff, am I right? But you know why? Because it's all real stuff. And somebody said, are you kidding me? I don't see signs, I don't see dreams, I don't see emotion, I don't see. You see? Why you should need those things? When your soul is subdued. When your spirit is saturated and enlightened. You just bypass all that. You don't need that. You know? I don't need this to remind that I'm always a saint for sure. When I'm growing in righteousness. I'm making sense, Richard? And wisdom always comes with power. Let me say something. Wisdom always comes with power. You cannot deal with anything when you're confused, stressed, I don't know what to do. You know, you can't even figure out your own self. How you have the heart, have the patience, have the confidence to go about it. You say, let me give you counsel, let me give you wisdom, let me discernment. I know exactly how to operate myself, you know, not calculatedly, you know. Have wisdom, have prudence, have discernment, you know? Have patience, godly confidence to move in the grace of the Lord. How you do that? I have this very picture now. A man don't ever know how to swim. He's just afraid of water all the time. He suddenly grabbed a boat in a stormy day, right? He said, my God, thank the Lord that I am safe in this boat. I'm not caught in the swamp. That's his life. That's his thank God. Thank God I got this little boat, right?
But imagine a man is sitting on a mountaintop, man. You know, he's fully aware of what the storm can do for him, everything. And he able to swim, he go through all that, but he is now on the mountaintop. But he's not freed. He's not free drawn. That's far from his reality, so he don't need to worry about it. Now he sympathized that man, he praise God that man is safe, but he will not say, okay, that is my spiritual life has to be, right? Mm-hmm. I literally have a different language for you talking about the whole God. Salvation means to me, deliverance means to me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? David said, God lift me from the miry clay, what is that? Sleeping place, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot even stand up, The peat, am I right? Hallelujah, the slippery place, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Set my feet on what? A rock, who normally think is a little rock by the stream, am I right? But the rock is high. The highest rock in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The rock upon which the temple was born. Now you understand, I'm going to talk about the outlinish parables. It's a literal for David, you see.
Mm.
Say, my feet on the rock.
Mm.
Amen. And he went through that. He was in the mountainous regions in his time as a fugitive,
mm-hmm.
to Saul and his own people.
Mm-hmm.
And there were always a flood, sudden storms, right?
Mm-hmm.
And heavy streams, sometimes he's maybe drawn, caught in it. He can't even stand up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then suddenly God delivered him out of it, and then gave him a cave in this big rock on the mountaintop. The storm,
mm-hmm.
He found the safety. More than safety from the injury, found the safety from all his enemies trying to hunt him down. That's true. A place called El Gedi,
mm-hmm.
by the Dead Sea, by the Jordan River, so. Where the dates is. Beautiful dates. Beautiful water drop. You can go there to find it. Beautiful place in Egypt, so in Israel. So now I want to pray. I hope I broaden your view about how to approach spiritual impartation of understanding, rather than come with a religious mindset. Because we're going to learn some scriptures, let's tie them together to get some good understanding, to see how the scripture tie, give you some good news. No, I want to teach you life. I want to teach you the real way. There was no scripture before Noah. There was no scripture before Abraham. So don't think I'm talking about you. There was no scripture. The lack of wisdom? Obviously not. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Yes. You guys good. I hope God is going to give you vision, dreams, more and more. And your daily life, I know there's a lot of burden, a lot of things going on. But you have more peace, more grace, more discernment, wisdom, and prudence to go about things. Continue to be delivered from trivials. Am I right? Continue this. Things stir up your emotions. Things bother your soul, am I right? Sin doesn't produce much peace and grace. It's just lost focus, lost confidence. I do that often myself, but let's turn back to God, heaven. Then says my point, be on the rock. Amen, hallelujah. Or in the rock, so. Oh, that's beautiful, that's going to be beautiful. Well, let's take turns. Go ahead.
Thank you, Father, for this truth, for this teaching, for the impartation of your life and your culture and your way, your order and your mysteries, Lord. Indeed, let us walk out the truth ever deeper, ever more of this new way, God, this living way. Full of joy, freedom, fellowship with you. Thank you. Yes, Father, you are our firm foundation. One that we can be fully secure. That we can put full trust. That our whole lives can be poured into that.
Because
you do create in us a clean and pure heart. Lord, we can be an open vessel, ready to be filled with your wisdom. I thank you, God, for yet another picture of this life and you and who you are and what you have for us. And that we would no longer choose to be consumed by the things that draw us away from that peace, that take us away from your order. That skew our vision of true grace, your grace, and that gives us that true power to defeat all the things that are not of you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you, God, that you have separated us and just brought us this far, Lord, to grow in you and to grow deeper in relationship with who you are in a personal, intimate, and loving way, as only you can do, God. There is nothing that we can muster up that can bring or fulfill what you can, Father. I just again and always, Lord, praise you for your love.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For your agape love. Would we continue to study and continue to long for the understanding of that love, Lord, so that we can give it to others.
Bless the Lord.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah. Oh, wow. You know, you guys bless me so much with because you're seeking truth, you know, this wise heart, you know, so the pure heart. It's such a blessing. It's hard to find. Everybody say they love God, but they were always challenged by truth, you know. But when I speak the truth, it's like a sponge, you know, so it will draw out of me. And that's very beautiful. I tell you the story, one of the dreams. So, well, in order to affirm this, I was in a dream one day. I was praying for a long time, in the end of praying time. And Lee has, I'll share with you guys, hallelujah, she's full of the Spirit. And I was in the classroom, and I was very appreciative to share this. I shared a few occasions with others, but not with you guys. The Lord said, you will have a perfect time to share things right next time to share. And so in this class, I need to write it down. I'm not going to write this one down. So in this classroom, it's like people of different Asian people, you know. And but it's a classroom, like a high school classroom, you know. So and everybody take turns. There's a lot of seats, but only a few guys, about 7 to 8 guys. Every take turn, and they taught a lesson, a course. Like, and they finish one course, you take another course, and right? So I was one of the students, I feel so blessed. Everybody is the best teacher, right? So people are talking, right? So, and so then the dream happened. That's the understanding why I had a dream, right? So happened is that class started, a new class started. Everybody opened the door. I was the first one sitting in the seat, ready to hear some good lessons. So, and they all open up, come in, and right? So they come, you know, stand beside my table, and I was sitting on this my table for this. They all look at me as if waiting for me. Okay, I was thinking, hey, who going to teach the lessons? I said, it's you? I said, are you kidding me? I'm here trying to study something. I got enough to learn. I want to learn more. I said, no, it's your turn. I said, what are you guys talking about? Oh, no, we are all excited. They were all excited. They were expecting, but not in a flush way. This where you can see the expectancy in her heart. You know? They were excited. Wanted me to teach them. And I said, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're even talking about. What do you mean I had to teach you? Oh no, we have been waiting for ages. Each person represents age. For you, the Lord told us, you're going to teach us of the seven spirit of God. What? I just, right in the dream, I remembered I asked God, I said, Lord, how I approach this topic? I didn't prepare the topic, you know, so I started working random and right. Then I dig into it, I said, I don't know what to do. I know I can fill in my own understanding or studies, right? I never want to. But the Lord told me a lot about the seven spirits of the years, but I don't want to do it, right? So. And he said, no, I don't know how to present it in an orderly way. You see, I'm, as much I'm spiritual led, but I'm still thinking things in topics, in threads, you know, back out with scriptures, stuff like that, because in the past I often feel it's of a necessity. To prove the thing that are revealed to me is the scriptures, you know? So actually the thing revealed to me is always before the scriptures, you know? I'm not going to explain to you, you know? God will teach me in the dreams, in the sleeping time, so. I will go past the scripture, oh, that's what I've been told, you know? So, yeah, you know? It's more hard to explain to people until they go through it, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah. So, and this topic, the Lord said, you're not going to do it the same way. So I don't know how to master myself, you know? I don't know how to express myself because I need the scriptures. You see? Organized topic. Oh my, you know, so. And he said, no, don't use the juggles or whatever the word, you know? People normally teach those things. They use Marora, all kind of things, try to illustrate it. Use the scriptures to prove the seven spirit. This is this what it means. This, you know. The Lord said, forget about that. I will give you a new way, but I don't have the content, you see? No, I know how to do it. So when the dream comes on, it's literally a challenge for me. And it's, I was like rolling my eyes. I said, what are you guys talking about? I just shared with privately a few sisters. The Lord does want me to publicize it, but I don't think something super important for others, am I right?
Mm.
For the ages, am I right?
Mm.
They said, no, we have been waiting for all this thousands of thousands of years.
Mm.
For you, the Lord said, you will be a teacher. We are looking forward to understand the mystery of the seven spirits.
Mm.
And we are so looking forward to finish all the topic, wrap it up, to come to the last topic, the last lesson.
Mm.
And to hear the things.
Mm.
I said to God, God, I have no clue what they are talking about. I want to be a good student. I can't help, you know. There's so much to learn. What do you mean? I don't have anything to offer. So I wake up with this dream, and I just like spin my head, you know. I like begin to complain to God a little bit. Lord, that is too much. I don't want to share with anybody about this. And then the Lord began to talk to me back, saying, no, when you fellowship with the sisters, I will give you what I want you to share.
Mm.
Never prepare for it, he said.
Mm.
Can you believe that? Now, so every topic I shared with you is new. There's no notes. I learned a lot about the seven spirit, but it has not reached this point.
Mm.
Everything I share with you is a fresh out of I don't know if it happened. That's why I'm so blessed with you guys. Because I don't prepare for it. I just come and knowing the Spirit is going to come and give me the topic. Is that amazing? Now I know that I was my teaching. Okay, some is formulated through the years, some is the Lord will tell me a topic, I will chew on it, I would, you know. Or sometimes intentionally have a dialogue with the Lord, I remember things, am I right? But this way is different. No reference. Fresh out of the oven. So I know the difference. It means I don't have any idea what I'm going to talk about. I only know the topic, you know. I have a little framework. Because God's words always have a little bit of framework. So, even, especially topical things, you know. So, yeah. Hallelujah. Well, you are touched by the anointing of the Lord in a beautiful way. I don't know what's happened to you. So, yeah. This, you know, sure is a word. You as well, I see the all of you, you know, so full of the Spirit. But you have a special expression of the Spirit. It's almost like so beautiful, it's very interesting to see, you know. It's like you melt inside, I don't know why. It's like inside is melt, you know, so. Mellow, the word mellow is what it was, yeah, some of us. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's like, you know, anointing come upon you, I think, sometimes come to me like that. It's, you know, so, I don't know. I'm just talking, maybe I told you out of the place.
No, no, absolutely.
Yeah? Oh, that's beautiful.
I understand it, but I'm grateful.
Yeah. I want to be there, right? I can't this space, am I right? I'm not emotional. I'm not so, I can be delightful, but I'm not, you know, not always teary, you know what I mean? So not melody. Not that I'm a hard end of person, I'm just not in that place, am I right? So,
yeah. We were just talking about that this morning.
Oh, yeah?
We met for the kids' worship, the meeting this morning. And I was the same way this morning, just, you know, obviously the Lord was moving me to pray and, you know, do some different things, but I was very emotional. It was a, you know, I think a really healing time for Rachel and I, just at least from my side, just the Lord bringing unity and, you know, and special to have, you know, Elaine there and sharing that. And there's always a neat level with the kids, but then the Lord did something really neat at the end with just the three of us.
Okay.
But, yeah.
That's beautiful. Word cannot express such a place. And I just know word is for sure. That's such a beautiful place. Yeah. Elaine, pray for us. Hallelujah. Brother, lay hands on her. Pray for her. I mean, everything will be touched greatly by the Lord.
Father, I thank you for this special evening, God. I thank you for your ways, your order, God, that's literally all around us, Father. I thank you, Lord, for this precious opportunity to get to learn directly from you, God. Thank you for a willing vessel that will just flow in your spirit, God, and teach exactly what you give him, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for us. I thank you, God, for who you are and what you have for us.
Let me just be word bold and tell you among the students there's Noah and Abraham on the list. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyways.
some mighty character.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were not taught by the seven spirit. It was not given by the Lord.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Father, just how special, Lord, for this opportunity. I pray, Lord, that you would just continue to saturate us, Lord, with you, that you will continue to keep us open and teachable and absorbent.
Yes,
of these
I will
things.
Tell you, no man is worthy unless the Lord says, no man is worthy. Except the Lord, for sure, for the glory of God. Everybody is the same. But God, he going to express himself. He going to speak. So he going to teach. Continue.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching us, Lord. I thank you for Cheryl, Lord, for her heart and for her spirit, God. The way that she loves you, the way that she moves in you is just, it really is beautiful, Father. I thank you for just the inspiration and the example that an influence that she is in my life, God. I do pray, Lord, that you would continue to give her what she desires in you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The special moments that she desires to have with you, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Just bless her, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to strengthen her spirit and and give her the wisdom that you want to give her, Father.
Wow, the power of the Lord is upon her. I'm telling you, I don't know it. I can just detect it. You know? Wow. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know, man. It's like a weight upon you. I don't know, okay? You're literally a drunk or something. I have no idea. You know, I physically I don't feel anything, right? I can only detect in the spirit. So I speak without my senses. So it's strange for me because I don't know. I'm another person. Oh, wow. Rachel, hallelujah. 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 There's a lot of freedom coming upon you today. I mean, in this season, there's a lot of breaking off limitations, you know? So don't. You know, in God, it's like He is at wings to wings, right? So, when you know how to do that, spirit catch spirit, right? The flame catching more and more, you know, fuel upon fuel. It's a beautiful end on. But it has to do with a pure heart, genuine love for one another, you know. I have got the jealousy what you have, but I enjoy the Lord that he has for you. Am I, you know? I celebrate that, you know? You see my point? I celebrate that. Yes, Lord, give me some, but I'm happy you have it, right? So, you understand?
Well, and I feel an equal measure to you, if that makes any difference. Give me some.
We're talking about this flow, and right, this economy of the spirit. You build each other up. And that's going to be the we, how we really flow in the spirit. And right, there's no jealousy, no competition, no, you know. Hallelujah. You guys turn on the Lehan, Rachel, hallelujah. There's a lot of if I can speak over knowledge to you, this, I don't know, okay? This is your own heart, your own life. So I'm speaking this, just making clear, you know, in verbal vocabulary sense. You know, so there's a lot of questions right there. You put it from the Lord. And they are answered today. They answered. As much you may think they're not answered, you know, but they are answered in heart, in spirit, right? In the way of the Lord. And, well, the Lord will give a solution to everything that need be addressed. And trust the solutions. Trust the solutions. Let me see. We are not in charge of our solutions. See, when God gives you solutions, never argue with it. It may challenge our expectation, but isn't God the solution? Right? So it can be good to the natural senses or natural opinions around us, or bad. But it's God. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, take out that penny. Forget about $1 million. What do you do? I love God's solution. Thank you, Lord, you tell me to take out the penny. I forget $1 million. Thank you, Lord. Or else I'm in the palm trees. I'm going to run $1 million. I may stumble. I may get lost. Thank you, Lord. See? Because your relation with the Lord is the first foremost. You have the security and the joy. So, oh, bless the Lord, he told me. He gave me a penny. It's God's penny, right? Worth
anything. Amen.
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 So, but on the other side, the Lord said, hey, don't believe for yourself. I'm going to give you $1 million.
You're ready for it now.
Yeah, exactly. Use it, you know, and serve me in it, you know. So, amen. Either way, it's not our choice, not our solution. So we're happy to go with God's solution for us. Mm. Pray.
God, I thank you for your perfect solution. Thank you, God, that we do not have to strive by our own hands. That we don't have to be anxious or worried, Lord. That when we choose your ways and we indulge in your wisdom and who you are, God, we are free. Without bondage. I thank you, God, for your solution. And I ask for greater understanding and for greater wisdom, Lord. Bless your name for your spirit of truth.
Bless your servants. Bless your beloved. the spirit awareness from her life as well.
As a new creation. Let her spread her new wings. Mm. To leave the crawling, scratching of the earth.
I do pray for clarity for Rachel, Father. I do pray, Lord, for even a greater measure of discernment, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we would all just be excited with you and your way, with you and the solutions that you give us. God, I pray that you would just, as I'm learning also, just be excited to get to practice your ways, God, and your order, Father. Thank you for the opportunities to get to do that. Mm. To get to experience that, Lord. Mm. And pray that for Rachel as well, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for someone I have a vision, not me, Lord, that will reveal your word. Hallelujah. Do you feel the weight of the Spirit? Your hand on the forehead, Rachel. I think it's something going to happen. I'm not sure. It's pretty. Hallelujah. Yeah. Kana. Pana. Yeah. The anointing of your hand. Yes. Mm.
How we long to flow.
Why, yeah, no,
your spirit. To yield. Control. Mm.
Then, if you see vision, tell us, okay? So, oh, hallelujah.
Give us the mind of Christ.
Mm. Yes, Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Mm-hmm. And the joy is the salvation. Mm-hmm. My salvation. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I pray for joy. And in everything, especially in negative things, Lord. In things that spoke down to our soul, she will say, I will rejoice in the Lord.
Yeah.
Why? No other. She don't need to wait for help, just wait for you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lift her face, spiritual eyes to you.
Mm-hmm.
I rejoice in God, for He has a solution for me, just for this. Thank you, Father. So you're not weary down. Thank you, Father.
grateful, Yilin, how we should know. Thank you, Father. Right now, open her spiritual eyes to see into the heaven, in the spiritual realm, Lord. She can be a mouthpiece for you.
Thank you.
Anyways, Father, Nahia, Ishdia, Mana. Open up, Lord. Open up, Lord. Even now, we can't control you or kind of maneuver, but it's your good pleasure to give us good gifts and make yourself known to us. So do it, Lord. Thank you, Father. Indeed, Amalas. What do you see? Hallelujah. Panaya. Ishimia. Indeed, Amalaya. Well, I pray for a very clear vision. Not this impression, but I pray for a spiritual touch now, Lord. Raise power. Yes, Lord. Do it, Lord. Open up, Lord. Place beyond her understanding, beyond her natural capacities, her intellect, for your spirit is to her spirit, your flow to her vessel, your life to her candlestick. Singing the mana. Anybody see anything? Guys, a stranger to me in certain ways, not stranger, but I'm not familiar with how the spirit moves in guys, you know? So take time for me to get used to detecting this. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. The Lord tell me to read the Psalm. So, 121 said, oh wow, that's a good Psalm, for sure Psalm. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You will not let your foot slip. Who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. He is your shade and your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. With this we bless the Lord. And we sing this blessing. You are the eye, hallelujah, watches over us. You are the one who blows open the sword. And thank you, Lord, you watch over us. You don't remember our sins, our rebellion, our ignorances, our wickedness. You remember the good heart, our obedience, our longings, our vows to you, Lord.
faith in you, Lord. Thank you, Father, you look at the eternal future. You see us as a perfection in your righteousness, in holiness, Lord. You watch us as the apple of your eyes, Lord. Thank you, Father. You watch Rachel, Cheryl, and Elaine's life from this day on, I pray. And you be the loving Father. Be the wise Lord and the able Lord. Be the helper in time of their needs, Lord. Thank you, Father. Be the keeper of their soul and the elevator and satisfier, fulfiller of the Spirit. Lord, I pray for special grace upon them for the little ones, each one in their capacities. They will never be afraid from this and on. They will feel their children in whatever way. Because allow unto you will be translated into every grace that you have for them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Well, I'm disappointed, Elaine. You don't see me.
Sorry.
No, I'm joking. Continue to ask. The Lord never knows.
That's interesting how John is gifted that way. And
he's word gifted.
Well.
Yeah, he's word gifted.
It's interesting.
Yeah, Tim and the bang, I will have to beat it up. They finally
just come on.
Bang,
oh
especially, huh?
God bless him.
Bang, I prayed, I said, you got the civilians, man. I can't do that with you guys. Too rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have dreams, how about that? Huh?
All right.
Beautiful dreams.
I'm amazed how the Lord had you addressing warnings when I first came, because
yeah.
I told Rachel and Elaine, not last night, but the night before.
Oh.
I woke up very early before my alarm with the word emergency.
Alarm? Emergency? What's that?
It was before my alarm. My alarm was going to go off at 5:30. I woke up at 5.
Oh.
Like, super alert, like emergency. And
for what?
I heard like singing and voices and an audible sound, not in real life, but like in a dream, like as I was waking up, emergency. And so, you know, my first response was to go check all my kids in the house and just on the natural level. And Lord was like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. But he brought me to Psalm 46, where he just, you know, ever-present help in time of trouble. And
is that right? Oh, the Lord told me especially say that to you, so I'm going to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, come on, man.
Oh.
What are you saying?
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
No,
you just prayed for it, too.
Yeah, and you said, you said, you know, help at time of trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I, you know, I am.
The Lord told me that it was in your mind, in your spiritual mind. So
that
I call that out. I said, okay, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is this amazing how he does
that
to us?
Yeah.
Rachel, if you take your right hand and pray to God to take away the burden, there is a burden in your heart, you know, so. Ask God to take over it. You know, we all need to often ask God to take over our burdens and write the daily practice, but there is something He literally can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And He will do it.
Amen.
Yeah, you just raise up your right hand. You don't have to be.
Father, I ask that you release any burden my heart doesn't understand, because I don't feel burdened, Lord. I feel free in you. I know that your truth reigns.
The burden, any practical life, practical considerations. You know, I understand we all have come to a place to say, Lord, you know our thing, you know our needs, but there's a thing you can ask God to do it for you. And then the place that you actually expect Him to do nothing special for you, He will do something very special for you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I talked to Elaine, I said, the Lord knows I need crab, he will send me the crab. You know? Need I crab fish. That's no small deal, man. So that's real testimony for me. So, yeah. Always this fine. Yeah. So we can do it, you know. So this matter sometimes we need to ask. So I'm not putting that in your heart. I'm just talking about ask, you shall receive. That is not charismatic or prosperity gospel here. Mm-hmm.
Father, I believe in your mm-hmm. perfect hand.
Pray for finances, if I can have to tell you. Pray for your guys' finances to be improved.
I pray for our finances, Father.
Yeah.
I pray for Tim, God.
That is a burden, am I right?
I'm weighed down by his burden, God. I believe and I trust, Lord, that you have continued and will continue to provide, Lord. And I ask that you would release his heart, God, from this burden that weighs on our family, Lord.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, that you are our perfect provider, Lord mm-hmm. God. I thank you that you meet every single need. Mm. That we have.
Mm.
And so I know, God, that you will provide.
Mm.
That you have provided.
Mm.
And I thank you for that gift. I thank you for the penny, Lord.
Mm.
Mm.
Your perfect treasure. The treasure of you, Lord mm. God. And so I don't want to feel hindered to ask for more, God.
Mm.
So God, I ask for more.
Mm.
More of your provision,
mm-hmm.
more of your blessing.
So we can help more people.
More yeah. of your ways,
yeah.
Lord.
Can live in the sense of a lot of freedom, you know? So, as you bow down with burdens of
yes.
life. Yes. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Pray for opportunity to God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. God can do everything. I'm not prosperity gospel here. I'm talking about we have decent need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have decent consideration of life. We better do other things. And that's so
I pray that for all of us, Father God. I know we are all
yes.
here to honor you and to live our lives for you, Lord. Yeah. So I pray the same for Ben and Cheryl, God.
Yeah.
I pray the same for the Cochran's, Lord God,
mm.
that you would provide those financial
mm.
needs in all of our lives, Lord.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm. So that we can walk in true freedom.
Yes.
Without burden.
Yes. Believe, you shall receive, you know. I'm not asking for self-satisfaction, not for selfish gain, you know. So, but ask for decent needs and God provide, you know. So, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It always does. So, I'm telling you. So, don't have to be out of desperation asking, right?
That's
so,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So, just ask.
I was just telling my kids this morning about your story about the bus fare.
Oh, yeah.
You were homeless and the Lord blew a dollar in the wind.
Oh yeah, but many times, right? So
I told that story to the kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was literally this guy was arguing, you know, I said, please, God can do everything if you're going to make a way for us. Oh, we have to walk all the way. I said, you don't believe, I'm going to ask God for the bus fare now. Boom, a dollar showed up. I mean, Elaine, you see miracles in my life, then, right? So, but that is very dramatic. I hold up Jesus, you know, like it drop me in the air, right?
Wow.
Here we go. You see a single word. He never followed me wrong after this. So I lost a friend. He's a very good friend to me, you know? So he would go all the way, you know, in order to help me out to find the direction, you know? I don't know where to go about, you know? I hate to lose him, you know? He's a very decent boy,
yeah.
You know? But,
anyway,
God sorry.
Knows.
Yeah.
God knows.
Sorry, you know, I just can't stop talking about it. Yeah. Rich, you need to believe, you know? You remember the story I said $200 when you tried to set the whole party? Well, that's it. God gave us $200.
Mm-hmm.
Done, you know? And then, yeah, he can do it. Remember Dwayne's story? I pray for his boy. His boy, you know, going to get the birth. And they have no money. When I showed up in Cross Your Home, the other side, Yes. I mean, 5 to 10 minutes story. So, and he was weeping in the meeting time, right? They were really praying for him comfort. They were with the hard people, didn't have no evil desires. But while they're praying, I feel, whether or not too much, this is not gonna do, am I right? I want some real solution. This is general prayers, am I right? So I begin to, my heart is torn apart because I went through the suffering, the first child lost. So Brandy was terrified with the second birth, the child, they don't have provision for it. So I said, Lord, give me something. Mm-hmm. My heart was torn apart, am I right? So, and the Lord said, tell him I'm going to provide for everything. The Lord said, tell him I'm going to be a boy. Two stories, am I right? Mm-hmm. It all went through terrible trials for me. It was testing my faith as well after that. Mm-hmm. So after 11 o'clock, everybody simmered down and he ready to go, am I right? So, and I had to wait for everybody to simmer down. I was not allowed to. So I had waiting for him, and no great ever say goodbye. I had to quietly come to him. The Lord told me not to tell anybody else, it's private about him. I said, brother, the Lord told me to tell you something. He don't have even the time to listen, he wanna go, and right? So well, I was grabbing him and said, please, I have something to tell you. Okay. It was teary, he was emotional that night, so you know, one of my emotional illness really had carried some of this. So that's what he knew was hard, it was literally bored over this. So, you know, just a lot of things going on. So he's a man, very strong character, never cried. So wet, you know. So, and that's why I feel bad, you know, so I said, well, the Lord told me you're going to provide everything for this child and going to be a boy. He rolled his eyes, you know, he don't know what to say, am I right? So I said, it's real. I did reflect him again. I said, listen to me, it's real. I heard the Lord. At that time, I have no idea that I can hold the speak of the word of the Lord. I don't care about, I don't know what prophetic gift it is. I don't mean the weirdos. As if it were clearly, the Lord told me to tell him. Any walk away is, you know, okay. As if somebody weird and told him something. Mm. I can feel the attitude. Mm. I was very troubled after that. So. Mm. And I walk away. I was, man, you know, I wish you could have more. You know. It's not that bad, he's just very cautious, you know? I have no clue people operate those kind of things and not necessarily real, you know? Yeah. So, and well, so what happened? Every time the hospital bill presented, there would be chest coming exactly a couple of days on the day before they go to the hospital, it would show up. Every time. Mm. Exactly the amount, right? So you begin to pay attention to it. So this happened until the boy was born. Mm. And I was leaning in the trailer that time. There's a big pit, you might remember Big Pete. And so Big Pete one day said, hey, did you heard of Brandy? You know, Brandy went to the hospital. I said, what? Okay. So, yeah, they got a girl.
That is the most terrible night I ever had. I literally this morning I want to boom beat up. So Brandon was in the hospital and Dwayne, you know, his word fistful, they have a gathering, so he picked us up to, you know, he still go on, you know, carry the meeting as if, you know. So and you know, the night I was pour my heart out, I cannot sleep. It's 7 o'clock, I remember the little horse, there's a valley in the wilderness, you know, in the little woods. There's a bright moon there. I feast the moon. I said, God, you got to do something with it.
Yeah.
I don't care what he said.
So girl, you gotta change that to be a boy. That's literally my prayer. You know? Can you believe that? I stoop on the wood and I in the quiet night and all the birds fly away.
I mean, lucky me, there's not too much people live around me. Boom! I can hear the sound, you know? Hold on my head. Boom! God! Do something or else.
Uh-oh.
Seriously. I don't want to make a mistake. Yeah. I heard that. Or else I would never speak word for you anymore.
Yeah.
That's what I say. Mm-hmm. Because I've been lying.
Yeah.
You know, I will never see anything.
Yeah.
Don't tell me to tell anybody anything. And so I went back to sleep finally. And the next morning, dream come around, and Big Tito was happy, you know. So the more happy he is, the more miserable I am. So I'm in the back seat, they're on the front seat. And Dwayne is busy, he was worn out, you know, he didn't sleep much evidently. He didn't have any sleep maybe that night because he was in hospital.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Oh,
okay, I have no idea.
He had to get on top of her stomach.
Oh, is that right?
Push him
out.
Oh,
yeah. Is that right?
Crazy.
Okay, I don't have an idea. So.
Yeah.
Well, he was worn out. I can feel he was very short tempered. And right, he was not, quite there. I'm sorry. Yeah. It might be 10 o'clock, but give me 10 minutes or so. This is an amazing story. That's real happened to me, you know? I don't know your side story. But here we go. So I just, Pete was all happy, you know, we want to talk to him, but, you know, we shy, we don't talk about him, you know? So Dwayne is not a single word about it. So he's driving quietly, going out there. I don't dare to talk anything. Because I feel so ashamed that when I look at him, I think he literally scorned me. And you know, that's the impression you have, you know? So, and you must think this guy is weird. I don't even want him around. Actually, I don't want to go. So I feel so ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
You know, you understand my point, you know? So, he's a man who really cares, you know? So, and so when I unload the stuff, and Terry came out of the door. I mean, hey, heard you have a newborn. Is it a boy or a girl? They said, oh, it's a boy. At that moment, I look around and peeing. I'm so happy that if nothing happened, I just wanted to boom. So he heard wrong, and he told me wrong. And I thinking, how God gonna do a miracle change of girl in the
pool.
I know. And after that, I think, what's up? Lord, this is not a miracle. The Lord said, yes, that's my miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at a quiet time, I went through all these emotions. I simmered down. I said, Lord, yes, I'm happy he's a boy, but is that not a miracle? So, this is like her wrong. And then, he said, I ordered for that man to speak that is a girl.
Mm.
And I did a miracle for you.
Mm.
Because I know how much I was struggling in that moment. And the Lord told me, listen to my ways.
Mm.
My ways is far above your ways. And never doubt my word. Okay? When I tell you to speak, and then and I will do it, he said. You know, I have nobody to talk to, only you at this moment I can share with you, you know. How God trained us. Unbelievable. You know, to him, it's like, man is interpreted. Okay, something happened, you know, funny story, right? You don't know what it is. My guts was gone. And that's what God teaches. You know, in the simple things, I will tell you many miracles happen. I went up in the early day, my walk, I don't have a car, I don't have a bike or whatever. I went up, there was always rain. You know, Boston rain, and I began to pray to God. I heard people say, well, you ask for rain, rain can be stopped. So I believed. So I said, Lord, I go out. I'm going to be stopped in rain. And I'm going to be stopped. So every time I went out, I'd walk for hours, in between, the rain would stop for me. Hmm. One time in order to test God. Seriously. I mean, you have to really learn, right? You have to really, no, you know? I live with Rachel there. I went to there's a Jack in the Box, remember? Jack in the Box have a little place they can hover, people can invade the rain, right? So I went to Jack in the Box, the Lord said, walk away. I said, Lord, stop the rain for me so I can get in the jet in the box. I ordered something. Okay. The rain stopped until I entered the jet in the box. So I still not convinced them, right? I said, Lord, I'm going to go to the next store. You got to stop the rain. When I was there, rain just pulled on. Everybody just light up in the front door. You know? So, you know, you're in the back door, go in, go the front door out. Then you go to the next parking lot. There's a dollar store. Remember that? It's my target. So this is how I shop.
That's
where
you're going.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, this is what happened in sequence. I will tell you the story. So power of God, am right? So you walk with the power of God, you just know it, am right? But you always struggle. This is my struggle. So I testing God. Forgive me. So I said, Lord, there's a lot of people waiting there, waiting to get out. But you know what? I don't have time for that. So when I get my eating, I eat, I finish my lunch or whatever, and I'm going to go out, you're going to stop the rain, this is when I step out the doorstep. And so everybody looking at me, rain still dropping, am I right? Everybody looking at me asks to open the door, walk straight out into the rain. Everybody can look, you know, people. This guy is crazy, he's walking into the rain, right? So as I step up into the rain, pew, stopped.
Amen.
Well, I'm sorry, oh, maybe this happened.
Yeah.
So next stop, there's a bully board, remember? There's a board, you know, on the top, talking about which stop. Basically, we're high, there's which shop they have, and right, there's a shop,
big,
you know, signs. So as I walk in there, I said, well, that's not happened. That's not real.
God's like, how many times?
I walk in down there, and I said, Lord, if it's real, send the lightning to me. As I walk across the board, just like all, you know, lightning just shoot that thing and it fall down with all the flickers, you know, whatever flickers.
Wow.
And right, so I could not see it. My eye always have problem to see things around this stuff. But the flicker gets literally falling my hair, and right, so yeah, exactly, sparks. I said, okay, what has happened? Oh Lord, is that lightning? I don't see it.
Oh my goodness.
So this must be a shortcut. For the next week.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
So the Lord said, okay, you're still not convinced? Wait, I will show you. Go to the store now. So I went in the store. Rain again dropped down as I stepped into the store. So I was in the store wrestling. Oh man, I was wrestling, you know? It's really happened to me. A little bit of money. Only a little piece of money, right? Less than $10, I think I buy some items. And then there's a few guys ahead of me waiting in the line to check it out. And I was struggling, so I don't pay attention to anything what's going on outside my little world. And the thing was doing things, flicking for about 10 minutes there. I said, finally, the lady said, oh, I have a little cash. I have a little cash. Finally, I said, oh, you know what? I have a little cash. Let me help you out. Oh, thank you so much. Because my kindness, the counter, the guy behind the counter said, oh, we are so sorry. So somehow, oh, our machines stopped working. More like necessity. And I have exactly the money to help that lady out and pay my bill. I mean, 2 pennies, and I saw, you know, you just, the Lord is like slapping your face, and I said, what's just happened? Oh, we the card, you know, we just scratching the card, and suddenly the machine stopped. So she had gotten them.
Wow.
So I walked out the door totally defeated. That's not excited.
Defeated, I've been dancing.
I'm telling you, you know, it's not easy for me to confess my wrongs to the Lord, even so in those days. And I said, Lord, okay, I apologize. So, yeah, I walked home very happy, man. Then the rain stopped again.
Good. Rain stopped again,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah, let me have your podcast. I already think there's a reason for this to happen. Believe in miracles.
Amen.
Not in the characters of this, but believe we are a child of God. And He sees, He knows, He understands, and He prepares good things for us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, show us your wrap us. For prayer. Today the Spirit of God is upon you. And we ask a blessing upon each of us, but I think it's a unique thing happened upon you.
Thank you, God. That we are unworthy of your love, attention. You are our beauty. Mm-hmm. Our worth, our joy, our treasure, mm-hmm. our inheritance, our beloved.
Stated above me. Yeah.
Give us hearts to believe where we have unbelief. Strengthen our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Let us take you at your word.
Mm.
Go out rejoicing to see the fulfillment of your promises. We believe that your power can change everything in an instant. And in a way that no one else can even recognize. Because that's the way you are.
Yeah.
We bless you. We praise you. We love the way you are.
Yeah.
I love you.
Bless the Lord. Okay, guys. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Yeah.